基督的名，
阿们。
我们大家再一起打开刚刚所读的这段圣经。
Let's turn to the scripture again, Ezekiel chapter 43.
我希望你们都有圣经，或者是你有电子仪器，至少也能够看到经文。
Hope that you do have your Bible with you and to read the text.
圣经是用文字这个表达的。
The Bible is a literally medium expression.
那么，如果我们要明白圣经的话，是要很小心去读它的文字。
To understand the Bible, you have to read carefully the text.
我知道现在大家越来越习惯是看的。
Today we are more comfortable with visual.
但是可能你要考虑一个很严重的问题。
But you must consider this important thing.
我们手上这本圣经还是用写的。
The Bible in our hands is a written medium.
那么它是必须用读的。
It has to be narrated or read.
而它不能够只是看。
It cannot be just visually taken.
所以为了我们这个信仰继续能够传达下去。
So in order to pass on our faith.
我们要学这一个读的功夫。
We must learn how to read.
虽然这个苹果的创办人改变了我们所有的人的习惯。
Although Steve Jobs changed our lifestyle.
不知道这个是祝福还是咒诅，还要等多十年或者五十年，可能一百年我们才会感受到。
I'm still not sure whether this is a blessing or a curse. We have to wait for another what 50-100 years to sense it.
但是从我们的这个信仰的这个本质来说，
But from the essence of our faith,
我们还是必须要去读这个文字。
It is necessary for us to read the words or read the text.
它单单只是看是不够。
To just merely look is not enough.
但是你说牧师不对啊。
You say, Pastor, you're wrong.
今天我们的以西结书难道不是上帝叫他看到很多的意象才写成文字的吗？
Isn't this Ezekiel's vision is something that God allowed him to see and then it became a written form?
对。
Truly.
但是我们在这个读的时候，至少我们是最接近他现在表达给我们的。
But as we read the text, then we are closest to what he intends to express.
那么以西结从看变成文字。
From what Ezekiel saw until it became a written form.
我想这个过程有上帝在那个时候的保守。
The process is under the guidance of God.
他应该不会呢写跟他看的呢有太大的这个差距。
So there should not be too much discrepancy between what Ezekiel saw and what he put down in writing.
那么我们就从这个他看这个事情来讲起。
So let us read and see what he saw.
今天我有一个很不简单的一个责任在这里。
I have a difficult task, a responsibility today.
我需要把整个以西结书做一个总结。
I need to make a summary of the whole book of Ezekiel.
那么我大概应该要讲到十二点。
I have to preach all the way to noon.
不过你放心，不会。
I don't know.
不会。
He said he won't.
我懂一点英文的。
哦、oh, yeah.。
这个很危险我们要看40-48
Chapter 40-48
那刚刚我们读的圣经是43
What we read just now was chapter 43
那么这个事情是怎么开始的呢那我们看40
How did this begin? You have to go back to chapter 40
我们就从第二节看起
Chapter 40, verse 2.
他说，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山，在山上南边，有仿佛一座城建立。第二节。
In the visions of God, he took me to the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, on whose south side were some buildings that looked like a city.
所以40-48就是以西结在这样的一个时候看到的这个所谓异象。
So chapter 40-48 is a vision that Ezekiel saw when he was at this mountain.
那么什么叫做异象
？What is a vision？
就是你看到的东西。
Something that you can see.
但是你看到的东西跟你看到的你了解成什么是？很大的差别的。
But what you see and what you interpret and understood can be a difference.
跟你看到那个意象，你应该看到什么重点呢？也是呢，不是一很自然就会发生的。
What you see and what is the main point of what you're supposed to see may not come so naturally to you.
如果你读阿摩斯书这个第七到第九章的话，
if you read Amos chapter 7 to 9,
上帝在那里给他看五个异象。
God allowed him to see 5 visions.
那么上帝每一次问他说，你看到什么？
Each time God will ask him, what do you see?
上帝要这个确认说，这个阿摩斯看到这个异象的时候，没有看到不对的这个重点。
Because God has to affirm that when Amos saw something, he did not see the wrong significance.
我们常常以为，如果神给我异象就很好，就很简单，就很会很直接，我就明白神要我做什么。
We often think that when God gives us a vision, it means that something very direct, and we know what I need to do.
我为什么要提这些事？就是我要处理这个问题。
But I need to raise this point to address this issue.
今天在新加坡的教会的圈子里面，
in the churches in Singapore today,
包括在美国，
including America,
有一个这样的一个氛围，有一个这样的一个气氛。
There is this phenomenon or this atmosphere.
就是异象。
Vision.
只要我们有异象，我们就会很清楚。
As long as you have vision, then you will be very clear about your direction.
我不会完全同意这一句话。
I do not fully agree with this.
这里面有很多的细则我们没有处理到。
There are many details that are not addressed.
就讲阿摩斯其中有一个意象，上帝给他看到一个城，一个城墙。
Just like in Amos, God allowed him to see a vision of a wall of a city.
然后呢，在那里有一个这个做这个标准的一个签线。
And then there was a plumb line in that vision.
你想象。
If in your imagination.
那个城墙是很大的。
It's a very broad wall.
像刚才那一张，应该是那一张耶路撒冷城这样。
Like that piece of Jerusalem wall we saw just now.
而那一个线圈呢，是很小的事。
And yet the plumb line is a very fine line.
给我。所以啊 ，OK。算了。那么。上帝问阿摩斯，你看到什么？
God asked Amos, what did you see?
阿摩斯不是回答说，我看到一堵墙。
Amos didn't say that I saw a piece of wall.
如果阿摩斯回答这个问题也是对的。
If he replied that way, he would have been correct.
但是这个不是上帝要他看到的重点。
But the wall was not something that God wanted him to see.
阿摩斯回答说，他看到那一个牵线。
Amos said, I saw the plumb line.
上帝说对。
And God said, you're right.
所以我要讲的就是说，异象上帝给你看这样一个，你不一定看对东西的。
So the point is that you God may give you a vision, but you may not see correctly.
还有从意向到执行。
And from the vision to execution.
啊，这个是我们今天这段经文特别我们要处理的清楚。
And this is something we need to address in today's text.
如果这段经文的意向不恰当的去处理的话
，If you do not do that correctly,
你知道会发生什么事吗
？Do you know what will happen?
中东一定会发生战争。
There will be war in Middle East.
这个意象你注意从头读到尾。
If you read this vision from the beginning to the end,
上帝没有说要他们怎么去做。
God did not say how they should complete or how to fulfill it.
他怎么样去执行
？How they should execute it.
很多的时候，上帝看给我们看意象在圣经里面。
Many times when God gives us a vision in the Bible,
他只是把那个最后的目的。表达出来。
He only expressed the ultimate motive.
或者说最后要看到的那个目标或者重点。
Or the significance of the goal at the end.
那么怎么样从现在达到那个目标，上帝从来没有交代的。
But how to reach from this point to the goal, God never stated clearly.
你想想一下，从这个约瑟做梦开始那一个。
Just imagine from Joseph's dream.
从摩西看到焚烧的荆棘
，From Moses and the burning bush，
你根据旧约一个一个看下去，旧约已经有很多的这个 case 了。
From all the examples in the Old Testament，
许多的时候都没有交代是会怎么样完成。
Never many a times it's not stated clearly how the objective will be fulfilled。
我要提这个呢，就是要提醒我们。
I say this to remind us，
在这个过程的当中，在这个执行当中
，In this process of execution，
是什么人去执行？
Who is the person who will execute?
这个看意象的人，他是怎么样的一个人
？And who is this person who sees the vision?
他是一个怎么样的个性
？What personality is he?
他是一个怎么样做事情的方式
？How is he as a person who acts?
就会影响他怎么样执行那个意象。
It will influence how he proceeds.
上帝有给他意象。
Yes, God gave him a vision.
但是他怎么样去执行，上帝没有说一定只有这样。
But how he proceeds or executes, God never said you must do it this way.
所以如果他是一个很独裁的人，
so if he's someone very dictatorial,
他会用很独裁的方式去执行那个意象。
Then he would do it in a very dictatorial manner.
而在执行的过程当中，他会造成很多的伤害。
And he could cause a lot of harm or hurt in the process.
而这个是我们全部人也要一起呢去学习跟去承担的。
And it's something that we too have to bear with him.
也许最后我们都会达到意向。
Perhaps ultimately we will reach the objective.
但是我们可以在中间过程中，我们伤痕累累。
But in the process, many are hurt.
就好像上帝给哥林多教会很多属灵的恩赐。
Just like God gave the Corinthian church many spiritual gifts.
但是不是有恩赐就这样解决问题了
？But doesn't mean that spiritual gifts will solve many problems.
有人很骄傲的用恩赐。
There are people who are arrogant.
有人呢很谦卑的用恩赐。
And yet there are those who are humbly using their gifts.
我要指出的就是事情没有这么简单，有意向然后事情就一定解决了。
My point is that things are not so simplified that once you have a vision, you can solve many issues.
反正我们更要注意的就是人的成分。
But rather the issue of man.
神是让人去执行意向。
God allows man to execute his.
主耶稣一生有一个意向，就是上帝的国。
And Jesus has a vision too, and that is the kingdom of God.
但是他怎么样去完成上帝的国呢
？But how did Jesus fulfill this kingdom of God vision?
他谦卑以至于死。
He humbled himself to the point of death.
可能另外一个人不是用这样的一种生命方式。
Perhaps somebody else will use a different kind of life.
上帝也把这个决定权交给我们。
And God gave this to us.
所以有意向，事情就没有那么解决了。
And so when there is vision, issue is not so easily solved.
而且我们还要很小心看这个意向。
And we need to read this carefully. The vision.
到底这整组的意向是什么
？This whole complex number of visions. What do they signify?
因为我们的时间关系，我们没有办法一张一张看。
So we cannot read chapter, chapter by chapter because of time.
我很简单的把几个重点跟你说。
Let me raise a few points.
这个意象里面呢，基本上呢是讲到说上帝要怎么样重新跟以色列百姓同在。
Basically, the point is that God in this vision want to tell them how He is going to be with them, with the people.
再一次要跟他们同在。
To be with the people once again.
那么要表达这个主题
And to express this theme,
上帝用了过去他们熟悉的那些东西
God used something that was familiar to them
上帝用这个圣殿
God used the temple
上帝用这个一个城
The Jerusalem city、
不一定是耶路撒冷
The city
所以刚才那一章呢、要改一改、这里不一定是指耶路撒冷所以我说你要小心读
And so I was wrong, it's a city、
那么那个山是不是锡安山不一定
And then the mountain Whether is it Mount Zion or something else
然后他也有提到说有土地
The land
以色列人呢在有土地
People will re-inherit a land
那么是不是再去建立以色列国呢
But is it to rebuild the nation of Israel
会怎么样拥有土地呢
How would they get back their land
请你很小心哦
You need to be very careful.
你如果读错的话
If you read it wrongly,
就引起中东战争
Then it will occur a war in the Middle East.
神有说用这个你们再回到那个土地
God did say I will let you return back to your land.
但是神没有说是怎么样得那个土地
But he never said how will you get back the land.
是不是指以色列重新复国呢
Is it the rebuilding of the nation of Israel?
不一定
Not necessarily.
神没有讲那个方式没有讲那个过程
God did not give the direction or the way to do it.
那么还提到呢，那个殿有这个水流出来。
And then it mentioned that the temple where there's river and there's water flowing out from it.
当这些水流到的地方的时候
，And in those places where the water flow,
死的东西再活过来。
Things that were dead come back alive.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
So friends, brothers and sisters.
当然，我们如果没有旧约的背景，我们是很难了解这一段经文的。
If we do not have the Old Testament background, it's difficult for us to understand this passage.
因为这段话是先向犹太人讲的。
Because the words were first spoken to the Israelites.
所以上帝用犹太人过去所熟悉的东西来说的。
And so God used something that the Israelites were familiar with.
他用这些资料。
These were all the information given to them.
他提了一个很独特的一件事情。
And he mentioned something very innovative or very unique.
这个是在旧约里面。之前没有出现过的
something that never appeared in the Old Testament before
也就是在以西结这个时候才提出来
and only mentioned in this part in Ezekiel
就是上帝要以他自己跟以色列百姓同在
that God will be with his people in himself
你说牧师这个有什么特别？
And you say, wow, pastor, is this something very new, radical?
这个是 Bible knowledge 而已。
This is common Bible knowledge.
我今天要给你看到 Bible knowledge 是 very important and straight away 就是跟我们有直接的关系。
Yeah, this is intimately related to us.
在整本圣经
in the whole Bible,
其实就是在讲这一件事情。
It's always talking about this issue.
上帝要跟我们同在。
God is with us.
基督教不是在讲天堂地狱。
So Christianity is not about heaven and earth.
还记得创世纪第一章、第二章吗？
If you remember Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
第一章，上帝创造完了之后。
And after the creation in chapter 1.
第七天他就歇了。
And the seventh day God rested.
这样的一个形象。
So this image of God resting.
以赛亚书告诉我们说，他坐在哪里呢？
Isaiah says, "Where did God sit?"
他说天是他的座位。
He says, "God seated on the heaven." Heaven.
地就是他脚放脚的地方。
And the earth is the stool of his throne.
也就是说，他建造了整个宇宙之后呢，他住在里面，他跟我们住在一起。
Which means that after the creation of the universe, God dwelt in the creation with us.
创世纪第二章。
And in Genesis chapter 2.
他跟我们住在一个美好的园子，叫做伊甸园。
God dwells with us in this beautiful garden called Eden.
而里面都是生命。
And in Eden is life.
而且里面全部是一个正常的一个生命。
And everything there is normalcy in life.
然后我们知道以后发生事情了。
And subsequently we know what happened.
那么我要大家看启示录。
And I want you to look at the book of Revelations.
启示录二十一跟这个二十二章。
Revelations chapter 21:22.
讲到以后在永恒里面。
Talks about the eternity and what will happen there.
到底是什么事情？
What will happen in eternity?
整个事情最终是以什么做这个最高峰的呢？
Ultimately, what will be the what will be the image?
不是把人丢到地狱里面去。
It's not about casting people into hell.
而是呢，上帝带给我们一个新天新地。
But God will grant us a new heaven and a new earth.
那么这个新天新地是什么一回事呢？
And what will this new heaven and new earth be like?
这个二十一章。
In chapter 21, Revelations.
第二节。
Verse 2.
首先，那一个美好的城，耶路撒冷城，从天是掉下来的。
It says that the holy city, the new Jerusalem, will come down from heaven.
所以不是由人呢去中东重新再建起来的。
It's not something that man builds in the Middle East.
然后第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。”
And then a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the dwelling of God is now with men, and He will live with them."
第四节，神要擦去他们的眼泪，不再死亡，不再悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And verse 4, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain.
其实这一段呢，是反映以西结所看的意象的。
And this is a reflection of what the vision that Ezekiel saw.
也就是说，在以后在永恒里面
，which means in eternity,
是神的同在。
There is God is with us, or God's presence with us.
然后在二十二章
，in chapter 22,
你看到一个更加特别的事情。
You see something more unique.
这里再也不需要有圣殿。
There's no longer the necessity for the temple.
所以不需要再去重建中东那个圣殿的。
So there's no necessity to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
这个圣殿呢，不再需要有。
There's no necessity for the physical temple.
因为神自己已经在里面。
Because God is already present.
随到神要自己跟人同在。
God himself will be with the people.
而以西结书就是把这样的一件事情第一次在旧约里面提出来。
And Ezekiel is where this vision is first mentioned.
我要跟大家温习你的 Bible knowledge.
Need to revise your Bible knowledge.
你没有这些 Bible knowledge, 你不可能正确的了解这段经文的。
Without this, you can't understand this passage rightly.
我们想到在摩西的时代。
In the time of Moses.
上帝怎么样跟以色列百姓同在？
How was God present with the people?
上帝叫他们盖一个很特别的东西，叫做会幕。
And God gave them and asked them to build a very thing called the tabernacle.
然后呢，神用这个表达他跟他们同在。
And that was a means that God expresses how He would dwell in the midst of the people.
而在会幕里面还有一个很特别的东西。
And in the tabernacle, something very unique.
可能比这个还小一点点。
Maybe something smaller than this.
叫做月柜。
It's called the ark.
那个更是表示上帝就在那边。
And the ark was where God was supposed to be present.
那么在撒母耳的时代
In the time of Samuel,
以色列人因为他的 Bible knowledge 不正确
The Israelites because of their faulty Bible knowledge
他们以为那个呢就是神
They thought that the ark was God
然后他们打战的时候就把那个搬出去
So every time when they go for war they will carry the ark
那以为有那个他们一定打胜
And thinking that with the ark they will be victorious in war
而其实他们那个时候已经对神的不正确的认识他们的 Bible knowledge 全部乱七八糟
But actually at that time their knowledge of God was already faulty
上帝要教训他们
And God need to discipline them
上帝让那个约柜给敌人拿去
And the ark was taken away by the enemy
他们才知道说那个不等于就是上帝
And they realized oh that the ark does not represent God
但是上帝另外要让外邦人非犹太人他的敌人知道
But God needs to let the Philistines, the enemy of Israel, to know.
他就是跟那个东西在一起的。
That somehow God is related or connected.
所以他的敌人把那个约柜带到他们的神的庙里面。
And so when the Philistines took the ark to their temple,
结果发生的事情。
And something happened.
庙里面那些神像全部倒掉。
And all the idols in those pagan temples fell.
直到这些人才知道，这个不是普普通通的。
And they realize all this ark is something extraordinary.
那你说那个等于神吗？
You say, does that represent God?
当你 不正确的时候，神跟你讲不是。
If your knowledge is wrong, then you will say that no, that is not God.
但是当你不知道的时候
，But if you're not aware,
神跟你讲是。
And God will say, yeah, that is God.
什么时候你要判断是，什么时候你要判断不是
？When should you discern whether the ark is God or not God?
你要有正确的 Bible knowledge.
You need to have sound biblical knowledge.、Yeah.
来到。撒母耳来到这个所罗门的时候
By the time of Solomon
上帝让他盖那个圣殿
And God allowed Solomon to build the glorious temple
上帝用看得见的方式
And this is a physical form
当建殿建好的时候
And when the temple was built
上帝的灵在整个充满着光
And it says that the glory of God filled the temple and filled the whole place
让他们知道说他以这个圣殿跟他们同在
And he allows them to know that he will be present with them through the temple
那么接下来我想大家知道发生什么事了
Subsequently I believe you understand You know what happened
你们已经学了很多个星期的以西结书
You've read through Ezekiel the whole months
这个有神同在的这个百姓
And these people of God with God
但是他们不尊重神
Yet they did not obey or they did not honor God
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
你说今天我们有神同在吗
Today you ask, do we have the presence of God with us?
尤其是在这个时候
Especially right now.
尤其是我们这个时间
At this desecrated time.
是我们跟上帝约会
It's a time that we have a meeting with God.
如果你跟女朋友约会常常迟到，我没有话讲
If you date your girlfriend, you're always late, I have nothing to say.
你是那样，如果连跟这么重要的人约会你都可以迟到，我没有话讲
You are late with such an important person, I have nothing to say.
但是我们跟上帝约会不好意思迟到
But we have a meeting with God We cannot be late
还有我们跟上帝约会上帝在这边
When we meet with God and God is here
上一个月的长智慧我们花很多时间在谈说我们应该怎么穿应该怎么这个来
And in the last session meeting We were talking about what kind of clothes should we be wearing when we come
我想其实我们不需要花太多时间去辩论的
We may not need to spend too much time debating on this
当你跟一个很尊重的人约会的时候你不会随随便便
When you're meeting with someone that's very important, you will not dress anyhow.
我希望大家想一想。
I hope that you reflect upon this.
我不要用我的标准说我这样才叫做最整齐。
I do not want to use my standard to say that this is the best standard.
除非你完全不知道什么叫整齐 ，then I try to help you lah in a way.
Unless you don't really know how to dress well or what is tidiness, then maybe the pastor will help you.
我也不想 impose 我的 standard 在你身上
So Reverend Tan will not impose his standards on you
但是至少我希望你在你的头脑里面有这样一件事情我们跟上帝约会
But in here you should know that we are here to meet God
上帝在这里
God is present here
我们在这边赞美
We're here to praise him
我们负责所有的这个崇拜的事情的人我们应该怎么样子准备我们自己
Those of us who are responsible for the worship How should we prepare ourselves
不管是乐队的甚至是后面 PA 的
Whether you're in front or you're at the back
上帝在我们的当中
God is in our midst
以色列人不把他当一回事
And yet the Israelites did not regard that
当然他们很坏
And they were very bad
他们坏到他们做出很多恶
And they did many perverse or evil things
而在十一章我们看到上帝跟他说我走
了。 In chapter 11 was very sad and God says I'm going to depart.
我离开这个圣殿了。
I depart from the temple.
让我们再看十一章。
If you read chapter 11,
十一章那里有一句很特别的话。
There is a very special words there.
那么只有在 RSV 这样的一个版本里面呢有不同的翻译。
Only in the RSV version was a different translation.
就是十一章十六节。
Verse 16 in chapter 11.
所以你当说。
Therefore say.
耶和华如此说，我虽将以色列家远远地迁移到列国中，将他们分散在列邦内，我还要在他们所到的列邦占作他们的圣所。
Although I send them far away among the nations and scatter them among the countries, yet for a little while I have been a sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone.
Yeah, 就在这边 little while, 暂时、yeah. 大多数的版本全部都翻译是以时间来算的。
There's many translations for this word. Sometimes it's a little sanctuary, sometimes it's a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. 可以是 little sanctuary.
It could be a little sanctuary,
yeah,
it could be a little
word. Little,我就比较 prefer little sanctuary.
So, it, you know, Reverend Tan prefers the word little sanctuary.
RSV 是唯一我所看到的是翻成这样子。那么它的意义呢是非常的这个重大的。
It is very loaded with a lot of significance.
它是说我本身要成为那个同在。
You read it, it says, I will be for them a little sanctuary.
不再是以其他的过去像会幕啦、约柜啦，或者是这一些东西来表达。
Not through any other physical forms or tabernacle or the temple, but I will be for them a sanctuary.
各位，这个是一个非常非常宝贵的一件事。
And this is something very precious.
但是呢，在四十到四十八章的里面。
But yet in chapter 40 to 48.
也就是在刚才我们的这个四十三章所念的那段经文。
In the passage that we have just read in chapter 43,
这个十二节说
verse 12,
殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上四围的全界要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。
This is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on the top of the mountain will be most holy. Such is the law of the temple.
我们要从这一节跟刚才那一节还有整个配合起来看。
We need to connect this verse from the verse we read just now and the whole scripture.
其实这个时候以西结看到的意象是这样。
And this is the vision that Ezekiel saw right now.
就是神要以他自己
and God himself
然后呢跟以色列百姓同在
will be with the people.
那么百姓要再一次围绕在他的周围来存活。
And the people will once again surround God, Yahweh, and live.
你看到在那个意象里面有那个土地。
And so in the vision there is land.
而且还有那个所谓圣洁的土的地方。
And there is a holy land.
有几个地是自己以前没有的。
A few land that's mentioned is not mentioned before.
但是你用形象来了解的时候。
But if you use images to understand.
也就是你回到民数记那里。
Especially when you go back to the book of Numbers.
那时候就是会幕做中心。
That's when the tabernacle is the center of the
people. 以色列人呢就 camp 在整个会幕的周围。
And the 12 tribes of Israel were around, surrounding the center of the tabernacle.
然后跟从此跟上帝活在一起。
And they were together with God in their midst.
以西结重新把这件事情再带回来。
And so Ezekiel brought this vision back to them.
神要重新以他自己跟百姓活在一起。
God himself will be in the midst of the people and they will live with him.
但是因为他用的是那个意象。
But because he used the vision,
他用那一些工具来表达这样的意思。
He used those tools to express this.
但是他表达的时候他又有一些东西没有提供的。
And when he was expressing this certain facts, certain information he did not provide.
他没有交代那个山是什么山。
He did not tell you what mountain there is.
他没有讲那个城是耶路撒冷城。
What city there is.
他有讲这个是殿，但是一定是那个圣殿吗？不是。
He mentioned temple, but is it the Jerusalem temple?
而最有趣的是，有一个学者提出来。
And one scholar mentioned this thing.
他说这个殿呢很有趣的。
He said this temple is a very amusing.
它不是 three dimension 的。
It's not a three dimensional temple.
它是 two D 而已 ，two D.
Only two dimensional.
只有长跟宽，没有高的。
Oh, breadth and width, but no height.
而且这个在整个这个 表达意象的过程当中
，in the whole expression of this vision，
他没有一个意思说是你们要去建的。
He never gave this impression that it's something that you have to go and build，
而是说我要这样的。
But rather, God says, "I will do it this way."
我要这样，但是我会怎么样达到这样呢
？It will be like that, but how you will achieve that, God never say.
约翰福音给我们解答了整个问题。
Gospel of John answers this question.
也是主耶稣自己给我们透露的。
And it is Jesus Himself who gives us the answer.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
耶稣说：“我的身体就是这个殿。”
Jesus says, "My body is the temple."
我的身体取代现在这个殿。
My body will replace the current temple.
而在约翰福音第一章的前面那个十八节里面。
John chapter 1 verse 18.
前面的那十八节里面。就是一直在讲神重新跟我们同在。
The whole 18 verses in John 1 is talking about how God intends to be with us again.
神真的是自己来跟我们在一起。
And indeed, God Himself come to be present with us.
而主耶稣也讲到说，他是那个活水。
And Jesus says He is the living water.
主耶稣也讲到，他也是那个牧羊人，也就是那个王。
And He is also the shepherd or the shepherd king.
不要忘记，约翰福音你看到最后的时候，耶稣钉在十字架上，那个整个争论是说，你是不是以色列的王
？Remember when Jesus was crucified, the issue that was at hand, debatable, was, are you the king of Israel?
而在整个以西结的那个意象里面，神要给他们一个王。
And in the vision of Ezekiel, He says that God will give them a king.
你看到说这一切呢，耶稣自己说完全在他身上呢完成了。
And Jesus says that all these things are fulfilled in Him.
我们今天真的是看到以西结的意象，上帝自己完成。
And we have seen with our eyes today that Ezekiel's vision has been fulfilled by God.
而不是要由人去中东那边重建以色列、重建圣殿、重建圣城。
And it's not by the efforts of man, in the Middle East.
是神自己为我们完成这样的一件事情。
It's God Himself who fulfilled this for us.
而有一件很重要的事，我们再看一下。其实有很多件。
Actually, there are many important things.
请大家翻到四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
二十一节开始。
Verse 21.
你们要按照以色列的支派彼此分这个地。要研究分这地为业，归于自己和你们中间寄居的外人，就是在你们中间生养儿女的仆人，你们要看他如同以色列人所生的一样，他们在以色列支派中与你们呢同得地业，外人聚居在哪支派，你们就在那里分给他地业。
You have to distribute this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. You have to allot it as an inheritance for yourselves and the aliens who have settled among you and who have children. You have to consider them as native-born Israelites. Along with you, they are to be allotted an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe the alien settles there, you are to give him his inheritance.
所以你看到说这个复兴的这个整个这个图画里面。
So in this whole picture of renewal,
或者说这个 restoration of the Israelite,
the restoration of Israel,
并不是说把这个只有单单为以色列人
，it's not only solely exclusively for Israel,
然后把他们当中的外人赶出去
，as if to exclude the aliens from them,
是整个全部加进来的
，everyone is inclusive.
所以你也看到保罗真的很清楚，也很的明白
，and you see that Paul is very clear on this issue.
在以弗所书他第二章他就说
，in Ephesians chapter 2 Paul says this.
我们全部不管是犹太人非犹太人。
There is no distinction between Jews or non-Jews.
现在我们呢都被上帝呢一起建立起来。
And all of us have been built up together.
建立成为上帝的殿。
As the holy temple of God.
因为耶稣的关系。
Because of Jesus Christ.
我想，当我们这样了解的时候
，When we can understand this,
我们应该可以避免一场中东不必要的战争。
We can definitely avoid the war in Middle East.
但是在我们教会圈子里面不是这样看的，很多不是这样看的。
But a lot of times in many churches, they do not see things this way.
他们认为有犹太人自己有一条线要自己走下去的。
They feel that they regard that Israel has her own path that she has to follow.
那个叫做 special 的上帝为着以色列特别的旨意。
It's a special will of God for Israel.
但是我们从圣经看见。
But through the Bible,
上帝为以色列人的旨意，耶稣说是透过他去完成的。
God says that the will of God for Israel is fulfilled through Jesus.
而当他为以色列人完成的时候，我们这些非以色列人呢，我们也得到这个恩典。
And when Jesus has fulfilled the will of God for Israel, then we, the aliens, are also part of this blessing.
各位。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们这位神。
Our God.
是在说他是要跟我们同在的神。
He's telling us he wants to be with us.
而因为我们本来就是跟他在一起的。
Because we are with him at the beginning.
我们本来就是上帝的人。
We are God's people.
上帝就是人的上帝。
God is a God of the people.
不是上帝是上帝，人是人。
There's no this, like, as if God is here and man.
一开始的就是神人在一起的。
It's always God and man together.
这个是本来就是如此的。
It was meant to be this way.
今天上帝主动在找回我们。
And then today God takes the initiative again to seek you and me.
上帝没有等到以色列人变好了才重新跟他们同在。
God did not wait for the Israelites to become good before he came to them.
上帝给以西结的意象就是说，我要自己跟你们同在。
In Ezekiel's vision, he says, "I will be a temple. I will be with you."
而我们这些非犹太人，更是我们是连知道有这样的神都不知道。
And we were not Israelites in the first place. We did not even know of a God like that.
但是他愿意找回我们。
But he's willing to seek us.
你说神找回我们，他赚了什么吗
？You see, when God finds us, what does he earn?
他更多麻烦。
There's a lot more problems for God.
我们这些都是给神麻烦的人，对吗
？All of us give God a lot of problems.
但是他愿意找回我
But he's willing to seek us out.
他要使我们能够回到那个跟他在一起的一种的很好的生活
In order that we can get back to the life where we can be with him.
什么叫做神同在是一个很好的一个生活方式呢
What does it mean, that God with us is a beautiful or perfect life?
各位如果在你的生命里面
In your life,
你没有一样东西，没有一个人是值得你尊重，值得你去很认真的去对待的话。
In our life, if there's no significant person that who is someone that we really honor or someone that we respect,
然后呢，就只有你。
And your whole life is just yourself.
你不要高兴。
It's nothing to be joyful about.
你是很不幸的人。
You are quite miserable, actually.
你不要说不，没人可以管我，没得人管得了我，我要怎么样就怎么样。你讲你的，我看我的 iPad.
And you say that, well, I'm totally free. You know, you are you, and I'm me.
你不要高兴。
你 not be so happy.
因为你很危险。
It can be very dangerous.
你在伤害你自己到一个地步，你不知道，也没有人能够帮你了。
You could be destroying yourself to an extent, and then nobody can help you.
所以不要觉得这个是自由，这个反而是最不自由的自由。
You don't regard this as freedom. It could be not freedom.
一个没有人爱你、关心你、跟真正的教你说做对事情的，你不要以为那个是自由。那个其实你是在走向一个呢，你毁掉你自己的一个很不自由的一个方向。
Can be quite pathetic when there's no one who really loves you and who is able to control you and prevent you from going downhill to a destructive path.
那我们常想到圣洁的神跟我们同在，想到圣洁，我们就很害怕。
Sometimes we think about the Holy God living in our midst become very fearful.
当然，这个是我们做牧师的，造成你们的这种错误的印象。
It could be a misconception given by the pastors.
圣洁不是叫人害怕。
Holiness does not evoke fear.
你知道什么叫圣洁吗
？You know what is holiness?
圣洁就是用简单的来讲呢，就是正。
Holiness is to be
right.
Right.
就是正。
Right.
然后是 order.
Right order.
事情全部就会正常
and everything will be normal
这个叫做圣洁
that's holiness
所以这个是很好的
and there's something that's very good
你看当这些东西全部都正常操作我们就很好能够进行我们的崇拜
and you see that when everything is in right order then we could worship in the right order
所以当有一位这样的神在我们当中要跟我们同在的时候
and so when there's such a God and he wants to be with us
你也邀请他在你的生命里面让他跟你同在
and you invite him in your life and say please be with me
他会帮助你使到你呢活得呢非常的正常非常的好非常的这个和谐
and he will enable you to live a life that is good, normal, harmonious
你不用害怕圣洁
You need not fear this holy God.
是神主动要跟我们在一起。
God takes the initiative to want to be with us.
他知道我们没有办法这个保持那个正。
He knows that we are unable to sustain this rightness.
但是当他跟我们在一起的时候
，But when he is with us,
也当我们对着他是一种崇拜的时候
，And when we our attitude towards him is that of worship,
在我们的生命里面就有一个很好的一个力量一直呢提住我们、拉住我们、引导我们。
Then there's a very powerful and a very good source in our lives that will guide us.
他不会使到我们错到我们自己乱到我们自己都不知道。
He will not allow us to go the wrong path.
我想 你不会喜欢乱。
I believe you do not like to be in chaos.
真事情能够正恰当的正常的。
And when things are in right and in order.
你能够跑，你能够跳，这个叫正常。
You could do things that's normal, like run and walk.
你都喜欢这些的。
And you like all these things.
而神就是要帮助我们，使到这一切能够继续。
And God is here to help us that such things may continue.
以色列人不把跟他们在一起的神当作一回事。
The Israelites did not regard God in their midst as God.
结果他们乱了。
And so they went to trouble.
他们也反常了。
And they were abnormal.
他们也伤害自己了。
They hurt each other.
神要回到他们当中。
But now God says He will return to them.
使到他们呢是生命。
And enable them to have life amidst.
是活过来。
To live again.
不是苦的。
Not bitter.
那个水是甜的。
The water that flows from the temple is sweet.
大家能够很好的呢活在一起。
And everyone can live together in harmony.
这个是上帝给以西结的。
This is the vision given to Ezekiel.
今天我们已经经验到这样的一个意象。
And today we experience this vision.
我们来感谢上帝。
Let us praise and thank God.
阿爸天父，我们感谢你，感谢你这么用心良苦，感谢你主动来找回我们，感谢你重新在我们的当中，你要使我们能够恢复，使我们能够享受那个正常、那个和谐、那个一切的美好。我们这里每一个人交在你手中，主啊，你帮助我们，帮助我们能够胜过我们常常不能够克服的坏习惯或者坏思想。主，我们知道你爱我们，不管我们这里怎么样，你要跟我们同在。我们求你这个时候就在我们的心中，就在这个时候，从此也不离开我们，看着我们，引导我们，指导我们，爱我们，也管我们，让我们的生命真的是真的像活水一样。我们向你感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。